Butler and Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Man, it's that J. Cole Middle Child, and we about to hit this situation. Yep, it is Situation Thursday and Mental Health Awareness Month. We got special guest hosts in the Madhouse with us this morning. Y'all say what's up to K-Wayne!
Yeah!
Country Wayne, yeah. Live inside the Madhouse with us this morning.
What's yeah, put that energy in it. Put that energy in it. I appreciate it.
So, you know, everybody, when you talk about mental health, everybody want to make it a sad subject, but it doesn't have to be. We also got, I want to call a doctor, but we can't call a doctor.
No. I always call a doctor because I think of her as the Madhouse doctor.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and she kind of is.
That's what
yeah, and I told Larry to put me on the payroll.
Oh. Well, oh. That's it. That's it.
Segment over.
You start talking to these white folk about money, get a little different.
Dr. Tedder, that's what we call it here in the Madhouse. It is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we usually have her in here for Working Woman Wednesday, bright and early.
Mm-hmm.
We brought her in here a little bit later on because this is a situation, you know, our community, we don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, that's why we wanted to add some lightness to it a little bit.
Yeah.
Because everybody, you know, in the black community, we don't talk about mental health.
Right.
And everybody in their family got that crazy uncle or auntie.
Can't spend the night with him.
Or you don't let him out the back room for too long.
Yeah, that's everybody in my family's on. I'm trying to figure out what the problem is.
I was reading a report earlier today, and it was talking about Wale. And he was talking about his social anxiety and how he really, really, really struggles with it. And when he walks into a room, he feels as if he isn't approaching people the right way.
Yeah.
And that gives him anxiety, which a lot of people feel like he has an attitude or he's rude and disrespectful. And he's like, it's not that.
Right.
I just have anxiety.
What's crazy is most entertainers feel that way. So if we think about even Beyonce being Sasha Fierce, like Sasha Fierce is what she created because of her own anxiety about being in public. So that's more common than not that people really put on this persona so they can enter a room and like be okay.
That's crazy.
How do you deal with it?
I was gonna ask Country Wayne, you're an entertainer, you do major stages. Have you ever felt like a social anxiety or anything like that?
No, man, listen, man. I'll be all right, man. God, give me something to eat and sleep. That'll kill 80% of it right now. People tired and people hungry. People forget to eat and sleep.
That's coming from Dr. Wayne.
Yeah, that's coming from Dr. Wayne right here. So, that kill 80% of it right now. And if it helps you create Sasha Fierce, some people need it because Sasha Fierce doing all right in my book.
I'm trying
to create me somebody when she said that right now.
Who would be your alter ego?
I don't know. A man named Hoochie or something like that.
A man named Hoochie.
Can move refrigerators, no problem. I always had a bad back. Yeah.
So how do they begin to move into getting help?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something like that.
I mean, definitely, if we're not going to create a persona, some people maybe can talk to a friend. Some people maybe take the edge off. And I can't condone. I ain't want to say it. But some people may
light something up.
Smoke or something.
Man, my brother smoke all the time. He works right here. Where he at? You see, he ain't in here. He's smoking right now.
What's up?
Crenshaw ain't in here. They don't work right now. He more, it's something wrong with him more. So, what's the next one? Let's go. I'm listening.
People may do some relaxation things before going on before a show.
Yeah,
so
you're
maybe
right.
Some deep breathing or maybe listen to some calming music.
Oh, make love. I ain't gonna lie because I got a lot of kids and I was getting stressed out. But then the kids come, now you're more stressed because of child support. So.
Yes.
Man, you just got it. I don't know what you got.
That's added pressure.
Yeah, added pressure later on. You take stress over. I got that stress out of the way. Then 9 months later, here you go. Wanting Pampers and milk all the time.
That's a quick fix.
Yeah.
Kids too needed.
So those are some of the things you can do. We're going to learn some more tips and signs and symptoms when we come back.
Absolutely.
Charlotte's plug is Power 98.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit.
A little bit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Situation is going down. Situation is mental health. And we got Dr. Alicia. I'm supposed to call her doctor.
She's our doctor.
Okay, the Madhouse doctor, Dr. Alicia. Special guest host, Country Wayne, live inside the Madhouse.
I thought it was Dr. Wayne. Now, which one y'all going to do?
I'm sorry. And Dr. Alicia and Dr. Wayne in the building.
Thank you. Thank you.
Put some respect on his name.
I got it.
Yes.
We're talking about mental health, and of course, you know, in our community, we don't talk about it that much. It's like a taboo to talk about somebody crazy or they got mental health issues. So how can we even begin a conversation to talk about it in our community?
Man, honestly, Larry, we just got to ask people how they doing and sit around and listen. So I think sometimes you may say, how you doing? And the person responds with what?
I'm good.
I'm fine. I'm cool. And then you're walking away as they're saying it. So I think the first step is just taking a pause when you really ask somebody like how they're doing and taking a minute to listen to them.
Mm-hmm. Why are we so scared to go to therapy?
I think it's just what Larry said. Like, we don't want to be called crazy. We don't want to go see the crazy doctor. Mm-hmm. We don't want that label. None of us want to be put in a box that somebody else has created. Mm-hmm. So if we move away from that and move toward this idea that, like, we don't have to not be well, like, we can all be good, things would be a little different.
Do you feel like people put more of a label on things now as far as when it comes to mental health instead of it being, because, you know, growing up, like you said, black people, we didn't like going to the doctor. Mm-hmm. Somebody might just be bad. Somebody might just, you know, it might not be necessarily a mental health issue. Do you think we put a lot of too much on labeling it?
I think we are comfortable with what we know. Right. So like I was born in Tennessee and I grew up between like a small town and then like a military base. And so when you leave home and somebody teaches you something different than what you knew, like that's scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I think that's just a huge piece of it. If I've known this for 10, 15, 20 years and then somebody's trying to teach me something else, like, nah, I'm going to go with what I know.
Mm-hmm. So, like I said earlier, a lot of people have what they call, quote unquote, you know, this crazy auntie. Mm-hmm. I had one in my family, Aunt Charlene. She was crazy.
Like, she's going to call Aunt Charlene like that.
Did you give her a pseudoname? Was that her real name?
Nah, that's her real name.
I hope she's not listening.
She not, unless she's listening in heaven. She's deceased.
Oh, well, no, she's not listening.
But, like, you know, we always knew, like, you don't mess with Aunt Charlene because she's going to say something or she's going to do something. Mm-hmm. And she'll tell you, well, I'm certified. I'm checked certified. For this. So,
yeah.
So when you deal with, but when you dealing with somebody like that, how do you deal with them as a family member or as a friend? That was my question.
I think we definitely got to love people for who they are.
And we definitely did that.
We got to love people for who they are. So understanding that sometimes people need space.
Yeah.
And we not going to be able to fix people that ain't ready to change.
Okay.
Oh, that was
so
deep.
I think that's a huge.
That was deep, for real.
I think that's huge, though, because I have people in my family that, you know, got their own
things
going
on. You
ain't
gonna call their name out?
I can't, because I know my grandma listening. Can't do it. She here helping with the twins, and she be running back. Alicia was talking about you on the radio. No, I can't say nobody's name. But we all got that person, and we just, you know, we treat them. We know to keep the liquor away from certain people. We know after a while we got to escort some people home early.
This is a question for you. How do you separate being a therapist from being an aunt or a cousin or a niece or try to not diagnose somebody in your family?
Because it seems like a therapist is always in therapy mode. Like,
always
I was trying to treat somebody.
Sometimes we're not. Sometimes we just, even though we're therapists, we just, you know, we therapeuted. Tell them, sister.
Let me ask you, Wayne. Go ahead. Then I'm going to ask you something, Wayne.
What's up?
Is comedy therapeutic for you?
Comedy, yes. Okay. It's therapeutic for me and the people. because I make them laugh and they laugh out their problems.
I'm coming to you after the show.
Yes, you're welcome. I'm glad you. I'm glad you called on. Yes.
No, seriously. Speaking from comedy.
Yes.
Leonard here too. Shut up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It is, because we dig deep into the stuff in our life and all our lives. We talk about on stage, we make it laugh, but that stuff that before we made it laugh, it was like, I don't know if I want to talk about this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then you turn it into something that, you know, people be
like. Yeah, that's how you flip it, for real, though.
Right. Yeah.
The child support, I really want to cry. For real. And now I got alimony added on. And
you
I'm
got
really,
alimony too?
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, it's like, why are you on the road all the time? I can't get off. And you laughing, I'm about to cry. It's okay, but speaking of them therapy, I think some time people don't go because of the payments that they cut. We ain't bringing that up. We got to think about that, too.
It does.
Because you asked that a question, Burpee, and I was like, he ain't going to say nothing about it. Some people don't go because that's every month. That's a whole nother bill.
Some of those sessions are pretty expensive.
Yeah, that's an extra bill. You know, bills like that, we like, come on now. Certain bills, we already, I ain't trying to add to what I already ain't paying. Right. Real stuff.
Well, I had Oprah no more. So
yeah.
So how do you
How do I separate? Yeah. I do, coming on the radio.
Yeah.
Like, this is very light, and like, I don't got to think, and none of y'all, you know, need anything.
Nah, we need therapy. Everybody,
I'm gonna ask you don't need anything.
So honestly, like, I try to take time and just do like mindless things. I'm a huge basketball fan. I watch every basketball game. So just really doing stuff that I don't got to do no thinking.
So how do you combat, like what Wayne said, because a lot of people can't afford a therapist.
That just brought it up.
How do you combat that?
So definitely teaching people about EAP. So for the people who got the corporate jobs, Employee Assistance Program.
Okay.
So for some jobs, they have a built-in wellness package, so you can get 5 to 8 sessions for free.
Oh, wow.
The other thing, too, some therapists do pro bono work, so I see people for free.
You
ever
do?
So,
okay.
And then lastly, like, we got to invest what's important. So if y'all want to go to Coachella or something in the water, like, y'all set the money aside, you got to do the same thing for your mental health.
Well, let me ask this. How do you find the right therapist? I know you have an app, right?
Yeah.
But you go to a therapist and you're like, I don't think you and I are meshing, and I already paid for that therapy.
So it's kind of hard because, honestly, it's a little bit like speed dating, right? You got to sit down in front and you got to feel comfortable with that person. And you got to be okay with saying, like, you're not the person for me, right? Mm. So you should want to feel safe around this person. It is a stranger, but you want to feel comfortable enough to open up to them. And I want you guys to think about, like, you wouldn't go to a doctor or a dentist that you don't like. I don't go to a dentist that smokes because you're too close to me and I don't want to be like smelling it, right? So just like we choose.
But some of them do.
Yeah, some of them do.
They do?
Yeah. And smelling like cigarettes, I don't like that. But anyway, so just like you choose your own dentist and doctor, you got the same right to choose a therapist that you feel comfortable with.
All right, we got more with Dr. Leisha and Dr. Wayne when we come back. Okay, it's Charlotte Plug.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry in the
598 WPG. Charlotte Plum, the new hip hop and R&B. No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse. We are live inside the madhouse. Dr. Leisha, Dr. Wayne in the building. We're talking about mental health. And Dr. Leisha to the madhouse. You got to give out your contact information if somebody's out there looking for a therapist, because you are very easy to talk to.
And also the information for your app.
So you guys can reach me on Instagram or Facebook at Building Endurance PLLC. Shoot me a message, even if you don't want me as your therapist, but you want a therapist, whether that's male or female, I can get you connected. And then also get a Tune app, mental health mobile app that came out in February, connecting you to a therapist. For the therapists that are listening, I need you. So please hit me up. And then lastly, I have a good friend, Rashawn. He started Eustress Inc. some years ago, and this Saturday he has his Let's Talk About It gala. So check it out.
So since you're here and you got a whole audience of people in here, what would a therapy session sound like? Like, when I walk in, what happens next?
So if you come to me, mm-hmm. like I got incense going mm-hmm. and I don't have no shoes on.
The incense going, that's right for sure.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That's right up South Alley right there.
But Saul's going to take one off.
And twiddle his toes. And twiddle his toes.
Take one and do his feet like this.
So you got the incense going, you got the shoes off. And how does the conversation begin? Talk to me. Talk to me, doctor.
I'm usually opening up with asking people to tell me three things they're grateful for or three things.
My mama, my kids, and me.
Okay. Go ahead, lad. Let's make this a session.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Ask her specifically what you want to know.
She walking me through the session. Let's go. Go ahead.
All right. So
control this therapy session.
Yeah, because it's make believe, guys. So go ahead. Okay. All right. All right.
Are you the director?
He is.
Yes, Larry.
Matter of fact, do Wayne. Don't do me. Do Wayne.
I feel not loved in here because nobody asked me about my office. But keep going. If y'all want to be biased in here, yes. Somebody asking about mine, just skip straight. Like I don't got no office around here. Like I don't got black ice air fresheners in mine.
Black ice.
When do you take your shoes
black
off?
I take one off.
You take one off like sharp.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. You twiddle your toes too.
Yes, the left foot. Yes. So, how's your office? You go ahead. Yeah, what building is yours in? Yes.
Three things you're grateful for, and then we just kind of dive in. I usually always have something prepared, but I also like to hear about the CAL. So CAL stands for Crisis of the Week.
No, Crisis of the Week. Let me see.
Crisis of the Week. So usually we all got something that's happened since the last time I saw you.
My rent due. I ain't got the money.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you first.
My rent due. I ain't got the money. That's my Crisis of the Week.
Okay. So depending on what our relationship is like, I may ask you, you know, did we already talk about what it means to budget and save your money? Did something come up or why you couldn't pay the rent? So it just depends on our relationship.
My car broke down, so I had to put money to that, and then I ain't got my rent money, but I need my car to get to work so I can continue to pay my rent the next month.
Okay.
Dr. Wayne, you got something?
Are you asking me? We grandma needs something, and you start a GoFundMe page on Facebook, and then people send you money, and then that it ends it for real.
Okay.
Because if I tell you to pray about it or something, and it don't come through, you're still getting kicked out. So now you're going to need a therapist and a real estate agent. Continue, ma'am. What's your?
I think that was expert advice.
Yeah. Oh yeah. See, my class is out of here. Mine is space. Aliens. I help them. If we on a human level, I understand why y'all not point y'all questions to me because these are simple. I can answer all these.
Okay. You got anything else, Dr. Alicia?
I think definitely keeping in mind about your coping skills. Make sure you guys sit down and talk to a friend if you need to. Get some rest and eat some food,
yes.
Like Dr. Wayne mentioned.
Thank you, ma'am.
Those are great tips.
Doctors recognize doctors.
How often should someone go see their therapist?
Depending on your situation, I want to remind you guys listening that it doesn't always have to be something bad going on. So, like, I have my own therapist, and I try to get in there every month or so. So it's going to depend on your situation, but I don't want you guys to get to the point where you feel like you can't go on anymore. Then it's definitely time. Mm-hmm.
All right. Dr. Alicia, Dr. Wayne, coming up, man, we about to secure the bag. We appreciate y'all being here today.
I appreciate y'all, too. Thanks. Yeah, we finna go do our doctor thing.
Yo, got it. Put a date on it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.